with organist Olivier Latrie, and Anton Mittermeier percussion and the Vienna Winds, a canzona on the 12th tone in Echo by Giovanni Gabrielli to start off our Wednesday morning, smack in the middle of the week. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, with you until noon. This hour, we have some trio music for the agreeable team of piano, violin, and cello by Claude Debussy, and the Bartered Bride Overture. But next on KPR, let's hear Luigi Boccherini, Cello Concerto No. 6, now with Timothy Hugh, cellist on KPR. A Scottish production there. The Scottish Chamber Orchestra led by Anthony Halstead with Tim Hugh, cellist. That was Luigi Boccherini, Cello Concerto No. 6. We have some lovely music by Claude Debussy next, a trio, and the overture from The Bartered Bride. And next hour, in fact, within the hour, we'll be listening to a symphonic poem with a crash in it. Keep it here on KPR for the best classical music. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan and kansaspublicradio.org. And our Stravinsky suite to start off the noon hour. Then we delve into Shakespeare with a suite from Sibelius, inspired by The Tempest, that and more during classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. This is Kansas Public Radio. Here is the Debussy Trio in G for piano, violin, and cello. The Piano Trio in G Major was written by an 18-year-old, Claude Debussy, in 1880, in Italy, where he was residing with Nadezhda von Meck, the woman who also supported Tchaikovsky. So this piece, Debussy's Piano Trio in G Major, was thought to be lost until 1982, when it was discovered in a bookshelf of one of Debussy's students. Giving it fresh life there, we heard the great trio of Jean-Jacques Cantereau, violin, Philippe Muller, cello, and Jacques Rouvier, piano. Next, the overture to The Bartered Bride, and coming up soon, we have Mozart, Delibes, and César Franck, music inspired by a very famous poem by Victor Hugo. It's about 10 minutes now before 10 o'clock. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where support for the music comes from Cromwell Solar. Cromwell, since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. This is KPR. The Overture to The Bartered Bride, Bedrich Schmettina's music, played by George Sell's Cleveland Orchestra, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Remember, you can check our playlists online to see what's playing or look up something that's been played recently. Here's some Vivaldi guitar music now on KPR.
NPR News.
Join us at 3 o'clock here on KPR to hear more about that. It's 10 o'clock now. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. We're live. We're local. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. 74 degrees right now in Lawrence with humidity over 80%. Today should stay sunny and hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 68, and tomorrow should be sunny and hot with a high again in the lower 90s. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to collaborate on a variety of challenges to make the state a healthier place to live. Ways to engage are at kansashealth.org. Good morning. This is kansaspublicradio.org. More music after the news.
Live from NPR News, and is known collectively as the Divine Nine, have pledged to help see her elected. Alana Wise, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their travel card, Venture. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. Good morning. This is KPR Kansas Public Radio. Pianist Ingrid Abler with some Mozart, Rondo for piano, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. It's 10:11, about 83 degrees already in Lawrence. It's supposed to get up into the 90s. President Biden is delivering an Oval Office address tonight at 7. This comes following Sunday's statement that the president will not accept the Democratic nomination for president next month and throwing his support to Vice President Kamala Harris. NPR and Kansas Public Radio will have live coverage of the president's address tonight at 7 on KPR 1 and KPR 2. Stay tuned for music about a swarm of genies. First, let's hear a few minutes of French ballet music here on KPR. Here are a couple of dances from Coppelia on KPR. Eugene Ormandy and the Fabulous Philadelphians playing a couple of dances from Léo Delibes' Coppelia. Stay tuned for a suite for band by Arthur Bird on KPR. But next, The Genies. It's a famous poem, an epic and mystical poem from 1829 by Victor Hugo. And it has inspired at least three pieces of music. The next we'll hear by César Franck, a symphonic poem. Also some choral pieces by Fauré and Louis Vierne. And the poem, well, it's about a swarm of genies crashing a house into the ground. It's called The Genies, and just a few bits of the poem to get an idea of what's coming. The poem is in two parts, crescendo and decrescendo, and the crash is right in the middle of the piece, which is about 12 minutes long. And a few of the lines are, when the person in the house begins to hear them, what noise they make, the genies, let's flee under the spiral of the deep staircase. Already my lamp goes out in the shadow of the banister that creeps up the wall, climbs all the way to the ceiling. The genie swarm is passing in a whistling whirlwind. The yews, smashed by their flight, crack like a burning pine. They're really near. Let's keep this room closed. Cries of hell. And then the leaning house screams and totters, and one would say that the wind tears the house from the ground, rolling it with their whirlwind, as it might chase a dry leaf. So the house crashes and collapses, and it sounds like at the end the narrator is passing away, so it's rather like those horror films where they have lost footage, supposedly, where the person obviously has passed away at the end. That's Victor Hugo's poem, and it's also César Franck's The Genies from the mid-1880s, now on KPR. Thank you. peaceful ending. Sounds like they're falling asleep, but would you be able to sleep after a swarm of genies just came and crashed your house? That's what happens in the poem by Victor Hugo, The Genies, and what we've just heard in the symphonic poem by César Franck, The Genies, and in the poem ending with, they've gone, the beating of their distant wings diminishes, strange syllables come to us, an Arab chant, the baneful genies, sons of death, hurry onto the shadows. The vague noise that subsides in sleep is the wave on the shore. It's the moaning, almost faded away, of a saint for someone dead. We doubt the night. I listen. Everything flees. Everything passes away. Space erases the noise. That's the ending of The Genies. So, I think they died, but it's like lost footage, you know, where you find out what happened right before their house collapsed. The Genies by Franck, played by, well, the pianist was François Thuillier and the Arnhem Philharmonic Orchestra. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Here's some brighter music for band. This is the Suite in D Major from 1889 by Arthur Byrd with the North Texas Chamber Players on KPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition here on KPR. And at 3, it's All Things Considered from NPR here on KPR. We are on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help are at aftertheharvestkc.org. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day. It's today. From tiny toads to big cats, the Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation. Details at topekazoo.org. It's 11:01. This is KPR.
And is now seen as a possible threat to these games, with officials here wary of disinformation and cyber attacks by Moscow.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Angie, dedicated to helping homeowners find skilled pros to get their home projects done well, from everyday repairs to major remodels. Reviews, pricing, and booking are at Angie.com or on the Angie app. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Esprit de corps. The theme from a cantata by Bach that was Wacket Auf, or Sleepers Awake, with Eugene Ormandy's Philadelphia Orchestra. Good morning. This is KPR. Next, a fun piece by Dvorak, the Carnival Overture. And then a piece that inspired a story by Tolstoy, the Kreutzer Violin Sonata. Last hour, we heard the reverse. We heard a chilling tone poem, piece of music inspired by a Victor Hugo poem. So, Beethoven and Dvorak next. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend here on Kansas Public Radio. And support for the music today comes mostly from you, but also from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day, which is today. From tiny toads to big cats, the Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation. Details at topekazoo.org. And from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists. It's open Fridays 1 to 5 and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com. Here's the Boston Symphony Orchestra now on KPR playing Dvorak's Carnival Overture. The Carnival Overture by Antonin Dvorak with Seiji Ozawa and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Next, music that inspired a story and then a painting, Beethoven's Kreutzer Sonata. Good morning, we're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. President Biden is delivering an Oval Office address tonight at 7. This comes following Sunday's statement that the president will not accept the Democratic nomination for president next month and throwing his support to Vice President Kamala Harris. NPR and Kansas Public Radio will have live coverage of the president's address tonight at 7 on KPR 1 and KPR 2. This is the Kreutzer Sonata, the violin sonata number 9 in A major, which inspired the Tolstoy story, and also in 1901, that famous painting of the female pianist and the male violinist by Prinet. Here we have Marta Argerich and Renaud Capuçon for the Kreutzer Sonata, Beethoven now on KPR. A true duo for violin and piano, featuring Marta Argerich at the piano and Renaud Capuçon, violinist. That's the so-called Kreutzer Sonata by Beethoven, called that because it was dedicated to one of the finest violinists of Beethoven's day, Rudolf Kreutzer. That's Beethoven's piece, also known as the Violin and Piano Sonata, number 9 in A major. Music from 1803, this morning here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. You can check our playlists at kansaspublicradio.org.
Turned back to the floodplain it once was. Hear how Dos Rios is helping protect downriver communities from flooding while bringing back native wildlife. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 o'clock for that story and more here on KPR. And President Biden is delivering an Oval Office address tonight at 7. This comes following Sunday's statement that the president will not accept the Democratic nomination for president next month and throwing his support to Vice President Kamala Harris. NPR and Kansas Public Radio will have live coverage of the president's address tonight at 7 on KPR 1 and KPR 2. It's 12 noon. Good afternoon. I'm Cordelia Brown, and Jeff Watson is standing by to bring you 3 more hours of classical music here on KPR. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. This is KPR. Live.